One of our favorites just walked into the studio. Oh, boy, we're going to learn something again today.
In our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair
and
is Mark Corbin.
He sits in the number one
That's
chair.
That's right, president and CEO of WB and Lux. And, Mark, we've got so much to talk about today, how you can help businesses and help a business owner gain productivity from his employees. So let's start right there. Let's go to some of the basics of business.
Yeah, well, you know, in our first couple of shows, we were hitting on some really fun stuff with personalities and relationships and understanding your employees and a boss understanding his managers, and all that's good and fun and it really important in the workplace. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, people want to know, listen, I got a business, I'm working really hard, I just need to make some money. You see it all the time. And so, you know, we take these businesses, whether it's a brand new business or it's been in business for a long time, and we sit people down and say, listen, what are your spending habits? How are you spending your money? How are you spending your time? Do you have your certifications? Do you know what your people are doing? We really get down to the down-home source of why that business even exists. Now, of course, every business owner will tell you, well, the business exists because I've been working hard for a lot of years, blood, sweat, and tears, and I have passion. Well, all that's true. And every business owner wants their people to have that same passion.
But everybody in that company doesn't. Generally,
yeah. If you have some employees that share that same passion, well, you're a lucky person.
So, as a business owner, what can you do to get those employees to share that passion?
Well, first off, you have to hire the right people. And, you know, this has been an ongoing saga for years and years and years. And, of course, you have one of the newest things, which is Indeed.com. People are going to Indeed, and they're finding the people they think they need. It's funny, I heard on the radio on the way here this morning, people are having a lot of success with Indeed, finding multitudes of people for a position, but nobody's telling them that any one person is truly right for that position. Sure, they have resumes and they talk a good talk, but we show business owners that how to choose the right one. And you know, that's all through the hiring process. And we go through the basics of that with those business owners. It's not as difficult as people think it is. But if you hire the right person for the right job, well, take the two of you, for instance. Well, we've guessed that you guys are right for this position. And we prove that in a number of different ways. And imagine if this wasn't something you really wanted to do. Well, you know, that'd be a different story. But you guys are perfect for what you do, so here we are.
So I'm Joe. I'm the owner of the Acme Company, and I call Mark Corbin, WB Lux & Company. Mark, I'm looking for the right personnel manager for my company. So you come, we sit down, take us through the process.
The process is if you already have a library of applicants, so you've already put your ad out, you've already gotten a bunch of resumes, and now it's time to talk to a dozen different people. Well, I come and I sit with you in those interviews, and there's a lot that I see that many other people don't see because I look for the clues. I look for the nonverbal communication. I look for
when you say nonverbal, what? Just explain that a little bit.
How people carry themselves without speaking. How they sit in a chair. How they if they're nervous or not, or if they're lying about something. I could tell all those things by looking at someone's actions. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's a lot of fun actually. Once you can teach a business owner how to look for these things, then it's great. You know, I can't tell you how many.
How long does it take to teach a business owner these things?
Oh, gosh. Inside. Well, I could teach someone the basics inside a couple of hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, there's some basics that I could teach you inside a couple of minutes.
Like?
I'm sorry?
Like? Yeah.
Well, if someone is constantly switching their position in their chair, well, you may not really see that because you're talking, but it means they're uncomfortable generally. Well, why are they uncomfortable? Are they lying about something? Are they exaggerating? A number of different things.
No one has moved in their chair since you just said that.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
And that's a real basic thing. There's so many other things that it's a lot of fun when you can start understanding the communication language with other people. But again, that goes to the people thing. And I keep coming back to that because it is so important. Let's say you're Joe, Dan, and you say, okay, I need to hire some people because I have all this work lined up and I'm about to sign all these contracts. I really hope I sign these contracts. I've heard that a million times. Well, we sit down with a business owner and we teach him how to get more effective results with signing those contracts. How do you relate better to your client or the client you want to have? We've said this before, that the more you can relate to your client, the more contracts you'll have. And it's just a fact. And you have business owners out there killing themselves, saying, I'm knocking on doors. I'm doing everything I can do, and I'm not getting the contracts. And we show them why they're not getting the contracts. And we just tweak it a little bit.
So it doesn't necessarily mean a major makeover. Just maybe a tweak here, a tweak there.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask the difference between a man and a woman when you sit down. What is the difference here? I happen to think, and it's just from my experience doing interviews, okay, that many times the woman is much stronger than the man, and that the man is a little bit frightened. And these women come on like gangbusters, most of them. Now, does that go with some of the things you see?
Well, that's a real generalization. Yes is the answer to the question. Men generally have their ego to protect. So they tend to posture a little bit. And so that that defensiveness or that fear you might see really just means they might be threatened a little bit, or they're not sure about what they're doing, so they're trying to protect themselves. Whereas I have found that many women in the workplace don't worry about that stuff. They just get the job done. Now, don't start calling in and saying, oh, you said this. there are definitely appropriate places for men and women. And I've hired both men and women many, 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 many times over the years. And both are very effective in the right position. Yeah.
I want to run a scenario by you in just a moment, but we've got a traffic update coming up. No, okay, a couple of minutes. The University of Hartford just hired an athletic director, female athletic director. It's an area across the country where the position is filled mostly by men, but there are female athletic directors. A few years ago, Hartford had a female athletic director, and they just hired one, and it was in the papers as to what happened. The advisory board, which did the hiring, said they were blown away by her, essentially. Within 10 minutes of the interviewing process, they had interviewed something like 6 or 7 candidates. Within 10 minutes, they knew she was the one, to the point where after the interview, as she was walking back to her car, they almost thought about getting up and going to the car and offering her the job right then and there. But then they decided, well, we'll sit back and relax and wait and see how we feel in a day or two. But is it possible? Well, we've seen it. But where there are scenarios where a candidate is just that impressive that the people doing the interviewing say, she's the one, he's the one.
It happens over and over and over and over again. And I try and tell people, this goes back to our first show, why it's important to have a coach. Because generally, people are just a little too close to the situation to see things objectively. So they call us, we come in, and we look at things from an unbiased place. So Joe, the business owner, starts interviewing people. Well, Joe hasn't had a lot of luck with hiring people. And then we come in, and we can ascertain very easily who is right and wrong for that position. And let me tell you something. We put the right people in the right places to get the job done and to start making some money. It happens all the time.
Okay, hold that thought. Are we ready? All right, let's get that
situation. I might guide the business owner to do this, that, and the other thing, and maybe I won't be present. But those are particular situations where it's just better that the business owner is there alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I offer to sit in, just more as a fly on the wall kind of thing. I pose as just a helper to the business owner.
And will you write out questions during the interview and slip them to the owner who's doing the interviewing? How would that work?
No. The business owner and I sit down beforehand.
Okay.
And I've done this enough where you can kind of see the way things are going to go. So I'll tell Joe, since we're using that name, this is what you can expect. And if you ask her this, please ask her this. She may respond this way. Well, you want to go down this road, not that one. So it's just a matter of I know people, and so it works out.
Okay, and we know
in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Mark Corbin, President and CEO of WB Lux and Company.
Mark, for people just tuning in, again, describe your company. Describe what you do.
What we do is there are two divisions to our company. One is business coaching. The other is business development. The difference is business coaching, we work with people who want to start businesses or they have a business that they want to change and modify and grow. I'll tell you, some of our most successful clients simply listen to what we tell them. They're profitable, they're stable, but they know to stay that way, they need to continue coaching. And, you know, it's funny, especially to a small business owner, a lot of small businesses are not familiar with coaching. It's large companies that are familiar with it. And
so is it, this is something that small businesses should avail themselves.
Absolutely. Especially, yeah. Yeah, because the smaller company is the one that's not so stable, maybe struggling, maybe driven by the business owner who's also the worker and the salesperson and the, you know, tax accountant and everything else. And you just can't be everything.
How long does it take you to get through to somebody like that?
To get through to them?
Yeah.
You mean if they call and
If they call, yeah. If I call you up and I'm talking like, just like you just talked.
Yeah. Well, of course, we choose to meet with them as a free consultation for an hour or so and talk about what we could do for them. And, you know, almost every time they sign on. And a lot of people, as a matter of fact, we stay on retainer. So we don't particularly have a contract or set hours or anything like that. But that client has the liberty to call anytime they want with just a question, talk for a minute, whatever it is.
That's terrific.
And,
that's fabulous.
Those are calls we get every day.
Now, you mentioned small business, and it seems among the small businesses, restaurants are always opening and closing and opening and closing. How could you help a restaurant business?
Well, if the restaurant is existing and, say, they're struggling, we'll come in and understand what's their profit margin, where are they buying their food. Most restaurants have a big turnover with their staff, So we pinpoint, you know, those half dozen things, and it's obvious usually where the struggle is. And so long as they want to change and they'll listen to us, then we can help them.
Now, what about someone considering starting a restaurant business? How would you help? And what would be different from one that exists?
Well, of course, we get a lot of people that want to own their own business because they want freedom and flexibility in life, and they want to make their own money. I get it all the time. And my standard response is, well, that's great. I would love for you to be in your own business, but you'll have to be prepared to work 3 to 5 years, not make any money, not get any sleep, and if you last 5 years, then you'll make it. And a lot of people change their minds.
So your own boss, but there goes the freedom and flexibility,
right,
is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. I tell them, it'll be 3 if you listen to me.
So you've shaved 2 years off.
At least.
That's good.
And really, quite frankly, I tell people that I would love to help you, but if you're not going to listen, then don't waste your money. Really.
So you're up front?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you find that most people are up front or not?
Well, you know, that's a funny question. People want to protect themselves. This is where that fear comes in that we spoke of earlier. And, you know, even though I tell the business owners, you need to tell me everything, they usually hold back about 15%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially things that are, you know, close to their hearts and their pride. They hold back. And after a few meetings, that information comes out, and I tell them, listen, you should have told me this 2 meetings ago. And so people, it's human nature. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't want to reveal everything to you until they know it's safe.
You know, what would be the smartest thing, folks listening today, and it's got to be businessmen out there.
And women.
And women. Of course. I gave the women a good plug.
I know you did.
Too. But you got to just sit down. You just got to sit down with Mark. I mean, just like Dan and I are sitting down with him right now. It's very simple, but it is a big deal. It doesn't seem it when you're talking, but it is. Now, can I use this telephone number? I'm going to give you Mark's telephone number so that you can sit and talk with him yourself. I'm sure some of you who are in business or starting a business have many questions. 800-497-0927. You got it? 800-497-0927. And I can guarantee you, you will find this one of the most interesting conversations you've ever had. I'm telling you right now, and it could be money in your pocket, too.
Also, go online, wblux.com. Lux is spelled L-U-X-E, wblux.com. Mark, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Have lots of fun.
Great. We do, too.
800. 800-